I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's 1 hour left to go in this show. It's overtime with the youngest in charge, the Noah Willingham.
I wish we had 6 more hours.
What?
Yeah, 6 hours, bro.
There's six
put,
hours
people
left
could
to
put
go
the
on
radio,
the show.
They fall asleep to our voices.
Are you drunk?
No.
You gotta be. Can you turn the music up a little bit louder? I mean, come on, Wes. It's the best intro. It's the best song.
Nah, 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 nah.
It's the best song in sports radio. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
You're the man. So there's some high school kids in Virginia. You used to be a high school kid in Virginia.
Sure was. Marshall High School.
That DM'd me and was like, dude, what's the song that you use for your show? I want to make it my walk-up music for baseball. Seam heads unite. Yas. You ever heard Danny Rue hit a Yas Queen? Oh, no. What are you're playing with buttons and almost swore. You're playing with buttons.
Because there's a song that's even better than this one. That's you love. Ready?
Oh, Lord. Have you ever met Pastor Willingham?
No, can I meet him right now?
No, it's not.
Why not?
He's
dude, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Lock in.
It's Tuesday, bro. What do you mean? There's nothing worthy of bringing Pastor Willingham out for.
Yes, Shador Sanders.
Well, I will say that. Pastor Willingham actually loves him some Shador Sanders. But no, I will not bring out Pastor Willingham. Are you kidding me? Wes, now I feel like you're just playing with buttons. I have some audio to play. You jerk. Can I get some NFL music? Can I bother you for some NFL music?
Fine.
Can we go around the NFL? You want to do that?
Sure.
Let's do it. Let's go around the NFL. Josh Robbins is going to join us coming up in a minute to take a spin around the Wizards as we talk. All things DC family. There we go. All right, geez. I mean, I want to be able to hear myself think. I mean, you know, I dread the days that I see your name on the schedule. I'll be honest.
Why?
Because
that's going to be a good time?
You think I'm afraid of a good time?
You're afraid of a good time.
Do I look like someone that's afraid of a good time?
Yeah, that's why you stay in that studio.
Wow.
You don't come in here.
Well, no, I do come in there. I just, that's wild. Let's go around the NFL. Shador Sanders. Shador Sanders made his National Football League debut. Because you're just horrible at your job, you're going to have to scroll up in Darius Dameron's DMs. You know, the first clip that I sent, Shador, by the way, guys, 4 of 16 during his NFL debut this past weekend with the Browns. He is going to get his first career start coming up Sunday in Las Vegas. Against the Here's Myles Garrett post-game talking about the performance of one Shedeur Sanders.
I know there was one drive in which he kind of walked off, and I saw him. He was putting his head down. I know he was kind of thinking about, you know, balling this stick up.
He said he addressed the entire team in the locker room after the game.
So, I would say this. Thankful. You think I was just going to play it? I told you, I dread when your name is on the schedule. Joking.
I thought you wanted Shedeur back to back.
No, we don't. That's just, does that sound radio like to you? I'm just joking, Wes. No, I'm not.
9:13 radio.
I mean, we were just talking about you earlier today. I mean, do you have a pee for a brain?
Who was talking about me?
Let's get to some more audio.
What?
Shedeur Sanders, as I mentioned, 4-for-16 in his NFL debut this past weekend. And I don't know if you heard this, Wes, unless you got your head up your ass. His house got vandalized and broke into.
Yeah, $200,000.
$200,000. What would you do with $200,000?
Probably improve this office, like get snacks for the boys, soda.
I mean, you're more of a fraud than Myles Garrett. I mean, that's what you would do with $200. Shedeur Sanders, when he checked into the game this past weekend, the reaction from the crowd, I thought, was totally spot on. And you felt the juice that he brought into the stadium, the life that he brought into the stadium. Shedeur Sanders actually surprised me with this response, very candid about how his supporters may impact Dylan Gabriel.
I'm extremely thankful. Well, first, let me say this. When Dylan out there playing and all that, I appreciate the fans. I appreciate everybody, but it don't really, I'm a good person overall, so I don't really like him not feeling comfortable, confident, you know, when he get out there. So, you know, it puts everything in a tough spot, you know, and it's not helping the team, you know, so that could be taken as, okay, I'm being a distraction, even though I ain't doing that. You know, I'm not doing that, but I'm thankful for the supporters, thankful for the fans, thankful for everybody out there, you know, that believes. And, when I got out there, I definitely felt them. And, you know, I'm truly thankful for it. And, I'm just thankful that I'm out here. You know, I'm thankful for the opportunity, thankful for seeing all them 12 jerseys out there. And it was a great feeling.
Shedeur is a nice kid. We'll find out Sunday if he's a nice quarterback. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll continue our conversation going around the NFL next.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
one 800 636 1067 is the number. Wes, I think this is your time to shine. We're going to go around the NFL here. Are you telling me to hold on? Who the hell do you think you are, kid?
You don't want me to say it.
Who do you think? Who do you think?
I don't want to upset you.
If you were going to be like unoriginal Tobias Altizer, if you're going to be like unoriginal anybody that steals my moniker, you're going to call yourself the youngest in charge.
You know what I got to say about that?
I forgot. Because I'm the night show host, they leave me with the toddlers. Someone that's even younger and dumber than me. Wes.
Yes.
You hairy bastard.
There you go.
What?
By the way, are you going to tell the crowd about your cadence that you're practicing?
Green 18! Chris is up!
There you go.
It's tremendous. You think it's good?
It's tough.
I want to go around the NFL. Can you continue to do your job, or is that too much for you?
Well, you called my name, and I was like, oh, go get the mic. So here we go.
Want to continue to go around the NFL. We were playing some Shedeur Sanders audio in the last segment. I want to move on from Shedeur and have a conversation with our pal Wesley. Are the Denver Broncos for real, Wes, or what?
Yes, I do.
You think they're for real?
I actually like Bo Nix.
I don't. I think Bo Nix is god awful. I love Denver's defense.
It might be a system type of quarterback, but hey, he's in the right place.
Well,
for it.
Turn it down just a little bit, just so I can hear your squeaky voice. I think Denver is for real. I had him in the Super Six Pack earlier. If any of you missed that, make sure you download the Odyssey app. Go back to the second segment of the show to hear my latest 16 power ranking in the NFL. They came in at number six, making their season debut on Nell's Super Six Pack. I do think they're for real. Bo Nix is hopefully one of those quarterbacks that play better down the stretch. Yeah. You hit it spot on, if I'm being honest. Wes was just doing Bo Nix in the shotgun.
Yeah, it was.
With his big-ass bow hands. Just disgusting. I think Denver's for real. Do you think Kansas City misses the postseason? I say no, because the Chargers, who just lost this past weekend, a nasty, yucky 7-4. KC's 5-5. Chargers actually do currently own the tiebreaker over Kansas City because they beat them in week one over in Brazil.
I think they're going to make it. I'm looking at their schedule right now. I think they're going
to make it. Looking at Kansas City, I think they make it too. They can't keep losing, though.
I'll be at a Chiefs game in a couple weeks. Texans.
Wow.
Sunday night.
You're going to Kansas City?
I am.
Wow.
I got family there.
Wow, okay. Jeez, this is murderer's row for the Chiefs. Colts, Cowboys, Texans, Chargers, Titans, Broncos, Raiders to finish up the year. So there is that. The Eagles are just continuing to win football games. I love what I've seen from them. Everyone's all up in arms about their lack of style points. We don't give a rat's ass about style points. We care about what? Substance. The Eagles have substance. They just so happen to, you know, continue to play everybody super duper tough and super duper stiff as they continue to just win. Eagles have now won 4 in a row after losing 2 in a row to Denver and the New York Giants. So I'm a lot of people were, you know, hurt about the Eagles. A lot of people didn't believe in the Eagles, as I would put it. I more than believe. They're the number one team in my Super Six pack. I still think the Eagles are the best team in the National Football League. I don't know if there's much debate about it. Now, the Rams also have a super strong case to be the best team in the National Football League. I got to give credit where credit is due when it comes to the Ruse. I mean, the Rams, where I say the Ruse. Matt Stafford is playing the quarterback position really as good as anybody, but this past weekend, it was their defense for me. You ever heard anybody say that in Loudoun County Public Schools, Wes? It's the lashes for me.
I was FCPS, Fairfax County.
Fairfax, it's the lashes for me.
No, what's that?
Huh? You uncultured swine. Wow. Yeah. Unseasoned. The Rams 8-2 as well. This past weekend, though, Kyren Williams really got himself going. We saw Puka Nacua have a big day. 7 catches, 75 yards. You see Higby and Colby Parkinson getting in on the action. They play a lot of different guys out there in L.A. Let's take a look at their upcoming schedule here, and I'll be honest. They play Seattle again. That's the most difficult game. I don't know where they lose at, man. I'm really buying the Rams. Buying the Rams a lot, a lot, a lot. I want to talk a little bit of college sports coming up on the other side of the break. University of Maryland pouring a boatload of money into its athletics program. We'll give you the details on that next. We got our pal Josh Robbins getting ready to join us via The Athletic. Always love catching up with a guy, Josh. He's a good dude. We'll talk to him about the Washington Wizards, so I figured, why not talk about the whole Nabah right now? When I say the Nabah, do you know what I mean? The Nabah?
No, what's that?
The NBA. I mean, you're even dumber than you look, Wes.
Well, I don't look
I
dumb.
Actually, no, well, some people would say that. I actually, you're like the first younger person here that, like, I've not taken under my wing. I just like,
because you know I got it.
I know that you have it. I also just think it's tremendously entertaining to tease you. Whip around the NBA. Victor Wembanyama going to be out and reevaluated in 2 to 3 weeks with a calf strain. LeBron James making his return or season debut rather tonight as the Lakers are in LA taking on the Jazz. That one will be good. Wait. The NBA on Peacock, is that Lakers game on Peacock? Who's on Peacock right now?
Tonight? No, it's the Suns Trailblazers.
On Peacock, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the way what I'm looking at here is just built stupidly.
What are you looking at?
ESPN.com. But the Wizards, they're back in action tomorrow, trying to snap this losing streak that they're on. They had a players-only meeting Sunday after their embarrassing loss to the Brooklyn Nets. Josh Robbins going to join us next to tell us why they needed a players-only meeting. That's next here on The Fan.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. It is Overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always live and free on the always free Odyssey app. You've been tapped in to the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock here on this Tuesday evening. Right now, we go out to the guest hotline to talk some Wizards for the first time. This show is where we find our pal Josh Robbins, who covers the Wizards for The Athletic. Give him a follow on the old X app at Joshua B. Robbins. Josh, what's going on, man? How are you?
Good afternoon, sir.
We appreciate you making some time for us. Obviously, this Wizards season, I will say this because I'm seeing a lot of different discourse, Josh, online. And I know you just wrote a piece for The Athletic that came out yesterday kind of illustrating, you know, how the Wizards take that next step and how the youngins learn how to win. I would say this, Josh, despite them being, you know, totally, you know, non-competitive here through the first 13 games, I think the individual growth of some of the young players is really what I am really pleased with and what I'm sure they care about internally. What inspired the piece that you wrote, and where do you think this Wizards team is right now 13 games into the season?
What inspired the piece that I wrote? Well, they faced another 1-11 team on Sunday night, the Brooklyn Nets, that is arguably just as young as they are, mm-hmm. maybe a little bit younger, and they got blown out on their home court. And it wasn't just me who thought it was a bad performance. It was the entire team and the coaching staff. So much so that the players, after Brian Keefe spoke to them, had a players-only meeting called by the veterans, basically in which they said that everybody in that locker room needs to play better, play harder, play with more attention to detail, that they felt like that performance was not acceptable. So that was the players' opinion, and players know when things are going well and Certainly. When things are going badly, and that's that's what prompted the piece. And I asked the question, okay, some of the young players are clearly getting better. There's no question about that in the case of Alex Saar and Keyshawn George. But there's a difference between getting better at your craft and learning how to win.
Yeah.
They don't overlap entirely. In some cases, learning how to win is totally different. So that's what inspired the piece. And good question.
So
you, as always,
I appreciate you, Josh. But no, it makes total sense. And I saw you kind of, you know, transcribing what had happened the other night, post game at Cap One Arena. You, Chase Hughes, a bunch of others were kind of trying to, you know, get the information out there that, yeah, there was a players only meeting called. And I know I saw some quotes from Keyshawn George and was honestly super proud of that. He's a, you know, young guy that I think embodies everything they want to be as a franchise moving forward, as a basketball team moving forward. When you look, because we've had these conversations before, Josh, and I think we talked about this a lot since Mike Winger and company have gotten here. Do you think them not being competitive and not playing well, is it a lack of talent, Josh, or do you think Sunday night in particular it was an effort thing?
Well, I think Sunday night they didn't play hard enough.
Yeah.
Particularly on the defensive end. There are going to be lots of times when young players, even second-year players, certainly rookies, don't play with the effort that is necessary. That happens up and down the league. People just don't see it because very few teams play as many young guys right. as often and as simultaneously as the Wizards do. That's just the reality throughout the league. It's a lot easier to play with maximum effort if you're a young guy and you're playing alongside four veteran players and you're trying to get to the playoffs or get a top four seed during the regular season. But in this case, the effort was not good enough, top to bottom, for the vast majority of that game, particularly portions of the second half. And it wasn't just what you and I would call effort. It was getting beaten on backdoor cuts repeatedly.
Yeah.
Repeatedly. It was like they were playing the Pete Carril Princeton men's basketball team. And
that's some real hoop knowledge for you folks out there, man.
No, not really, but thanks for saying that. So now, you and I do often disagree about effort, but I think in this case, yeah. in this game, we're probably on the same page.
Yeah, and to kind of echo what you said, when you're, you know, have a team full of 19, 20, 21-year-olds, which the Wizards are mostly comprised of right now, outside the couple of vets that they have sprinkled in, you're going to see effort fluctuate and so on and so forth. And I put a big onus on the coaching staff as well as the veterans that are in the lineup to, you know, really be the barometer for that effort. And I think it's a big reason why, you know, we should continue to see C.J. McCollum and Chris Middleton get extended minutes for this group, because they're supposed to be the standard. They're supposed to be able to show these young guys how to prepare day in and day out. Just looking at those two in particular, what have you thought about their impact as veterans? Not really from a playing standpoint, Josh, but just what you've been able to, you know, hear around the facility from talking to players, just in terms of how, you know, impactful those two have been off the floor, I guess.
They've been good off the floor, and this players only meeting is example 1A of it.
Yeah.
Particularly if the meeting bears results. If they come out tomorrow night in Minneapolis and lay an egg, then it didn't bear results. The effort was made to have the meeting, and it was a smart thought. Let's see how it turns out. Is the effort going to be better, more thorough over 48 minutes? Let's see. In terms of the rest of their influence, well, they're good influences on young guys because of the way they go about their work and the depth of their experience. They are open to speaking to guys. Sometimes veterans, in a few cases, they're not mm-hmm. really all that open to talking to guys. They certainly are in the more open category, and it's good to have them on the team. And then I have been kind of made aware through some of the comments on my own stories where people are upset that CJ is playing sometimes at the expense of Bub. To that, I think that's a little bit overwrought. At some point, need veterans on the floor who can move the scoreboard.
Right.
And who can space the floor. And having CJ, yes, there are cases where he takes the playing time that you would expect from Bub, but having him on the court on the offensive end helps the other young guys.
I would totally agree. And I think the other part that can't get lost in this, they got to be showcased. Like, you got to play them to a certain degree in order to get the maximum return possible when you look to move these guys coming up in February at the deadline. So I totally agree with you. I think, like you said, I'm very, very eager to see tomorrow night. And I think when you're a 1-12 or what are they? Yeah, 1-12 basketball team. When you have a players-only meeting, Josh, and you're able to create some intrigue going into the next game, I think that is always good. It feels like, though, Josh, outside of the scoreboard, I would describe the way this season has gone through 13 games, Josh, it's like the best thing that could have possibly happened in terms of Sarr making this massive jump, Keyshawn George making another step forward and building off what he showed in the summer league. Trey Johnson looks like one of the best young rookies in this class already. Just your thoughts overall on the positives that you've seen from this group to this point.
Well, you summed it up perfectly. Alex Sarr is much better this year. He's rebounding the ball on the defensive end much more effectively. He's playing with more physicality, which is saying something because he's 20 years old and his body is nowhere close to being fully developed. He's got a long way to go, as almost any 20-year-old big man would,
right,
to fill out, to get that so-called, as they say in the league, grown man strength. Very, very few guys come into the league with it. Bam Adebayo is the exception to the rule. So his physicality and his attempt to mix it up down low, that's a case where the good intentions on his part shine through. And I think that's tremendously encouraging for them. And then there are plenty of stats that say that he is affecting shots at the rim.
Yes.
The negative for the Wizards is that he's facing more than almost any other big
right,
man, and that's because the perimeter defense has been awful.
Not very good.
For the most part. It's been awful for the most part.
Yeah.
They're not purposely trying to funnel drivers to him like, for example, the Utah Jazz used to do with Rudy Gobert.
Right.
That's not their intent at this stage. So he's playing well, and he's making a huge effort to really mix it up at a time when he's not really 100% ready physically to mix it up. So that's very encouraging.
Yeah.
Clearly the most encouraging of the young players. Keyshawn George, though, he too is encouraging. And you might as well interview yourself, because I think you said it great a few minutes ago that he embodies a lot of what they're trying to do. But Keyshawn George really cares.
Yeah.
And when they lose, he's really hurt.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is another great sign for them. I've seen it before. Young guys in the league get so used to losing that it's
right,
no big deal to them.
Right.
Well, he was close. I wouldn't say he was crushed after that loss in Detroit, that overtime loss in Detroit, mm-hmm, in which he missed a late free throw. But he was on his way there.
Yeah.
And to me, I think that's great. I think that's wonderful, really.
Yeah.
The whole team knows they're not going to the playoffs, and yet he was so upset with himself that they lost. I think that's a great sign. Bilal hasn't, because he's been injured, he hasn't played enough to draw any real conclusions on his game yet.
Yeah.
And then Trey, you mentioned Trey. Well, he's clearly shown that he can hit an open shot. You know how many people in the league can't hit an open shot?
I'm about to say a lot, look, far too many, right?
a heck of a lot of guys can't hit the open shots that he can. So he's got that building block that is arguably the first or second or third most important building block for any prospect, and he's got it.
Yeah.
And he had it right when he walked in the door. So those are positives. Those are positives, and if they can somehow end up with a top two pick out of this season,
man,
then that would be a tremendous boost to them.
Yeah, definitely. And, it would feel like we're moving on up like the Jeffersons. If they look, if they somehow are able to land Boozer, you know, DeBonsta or Darren Peterson, I mean, I think you can't go wrong with any of those three, and I think they all would fit like a glove here in the nation's capital. One stat I saw, since we were raving about Keyshawn George, and to me, the big thing that I've been impressed with is just the volume in which he's playing on the ball. Going into the weekend, Josh, he had the highest assist percentage on drives in the NBA. So that is a hell of a stat that really speaks to his efficiency. He's averaging just a tick under 5 assists per on the season. I wanted to ask you, too, Josh, about the Cam Whitmore roller coaster. What have you heard about the way they view him internally, and then what have you made of Brian Keefe's coaching of him and how, you know, Frank, he seems like he's been pretty hard on him, and I like it.
One of the biggest misconceptions about the league is that guys don't want to be coached. They want to be coached if the coach is competent and right. is trying to get them better. A lot was made of that timeout that Brian Keefe called in Dallas in game 2 of the season. Cam Whitmore took a very ill-advised pull-up jumper as the Wizards were losing a lead on the road in Dallas. It was not a good shot in terms of time and score. And Brian Keefe, who's pretty good at holding his emotions in when he's in public, actually is excellent at that. He was upset, and he showed it. And the reality is that's not a big deal. It's only a big deal in the sense that it actually shows that Cam Whitmore and the other guys are being coached, which is what everyone says about the team in practices. And you saw it in a game, despite Brian Keefe's kind of predilection not to show much emotion out there.
Yeah.
So that's actually a positive. And by the way, mm-hmm. to anyone who watches or thought that that moment was a sign of a problem, that stuff happens all the time right. on fully functional, well-coached teams. That's called coaching.
Right.
Okay? That's actually a sign that things are going pretty well. That was a bad shot choice by Cam, and that's one of the things that he's got to improve, because whenever he gets the ball, he's shooting.
Yeah.
And, well, not whenever, almost.
I'll put it this way. He has not met a shot he does not like. That's how I would put it. But as you see, though, Josh, he's uber talented. It's just by having that discernment.
That's 100% correct. 100% correct. He can score, and he can score without the aid of a pick and roll.
Right.
He can drive without the aid of a pick and roll. Not all players can do that. Most cannot. And so that's what they're trying to build with him. They're trying to make him effective within a team construct. And one of the things the team is trying to build is a small D democratic offense.
I like the way you put that.
Right. And that's what they want. They want to pass up okay shots to go search for good shots. They want to pass up good shots if there's a great shot available. And they want to pass. And he doesn't pass the ball much.
Yeah.
So that's one of the areas that he has to work on. And that's one of the areas that they're trying to improve with him. And they're 14 games in now, 13 games in now. Let's see where they are another 20 games from now, and then let's see 20 after that, and so on, because there should be improvement there. There needs to be improvement there, because if they can get that improvement, he has the capability to be an excellent player in the league.
Josh, I'll let you go on this, my friend. We appreciate you making some time. Do you think Brian Keefe is here to start next year? I know this is a long way out. I know there's a lot more data, but as we're getting ready to creep up on the quarter pole of the season, how would you evaluate the job that Coach Keefe has done and your hunch on whether he returns?
He's been good for what they are trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
And it's what they are trying to accomplish is not the way, not what 70% of the NBA teams are trying to accomplish. He is trying to get them through the dog days of a rebuild before they elevate up again. And I think as long as the team does play with good effort and the young guys are getting better, that he will return at the start of next year. That's what I think. And I think then, or once they start to try to really start to win games, then it's a whole new almost test that he faces. A whole new test that he'll face.
Yeah, you're held to a different standard at that point. That's why it's fascinating.
Different criteria.
Yeah.
It's like Brandon Hyde with the Baltimore Orioles. It's like it's like any manager or coach who goes through a long rebuild. How does he or she do when they really start to try to turn a corner? And it's a whole different set of criteria for the most part.
TBD, probably the answer to that question. We'll see if Coach Keefe can continue to steer this ship in the right direction. I know he's known for player development, and that is certainly something that has jumped off the screen here through 13 games with the Wizards. That is Josh Robbins, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate you making some time for us, Josh.
I appreciate you more, Linnell. You're the best.
That is our pal Josh Robbins. Make sure you give him a follow on the X app at Joshua B. Robbins and check out his work covering the Washington Wizards in The Athletic. That's going to do it, though, here for a Tuesday night edition of Overtime. You've been tapped into the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham. If you want to keep the conversation rolling with me on social media, it is at NELL_BTP. I'm back with you tomorrow, 4-7 over on the Team 980 for the Burgundy and Gold today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.